The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. I say continuously, the answer to America's problems is not political. Of course we should be concerned about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Of course we should be involved in the political process, the elections. Of course we should know the best candidates to vote for and so forth. But the real answer to America's problems is spiritual. And if we can have some kind of a spiritual revival in Washington, D.C. among our leadership, wouldn't that be incredible? Well, I believe my guest would concur with that. Ralph Drollinger is the president of Capital Ministries. What an incredible background he has. Graduate from my own stomping grounds out in California, UCLA. Played on two national championships teams under John Wooden. Played in the NBA. And is now involved with Capital Ministries. Ralph Drollinger, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thanks for taking time for us today.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure. Tell us about Capital Ministries and how you got involved, and what is the purpose and the plan of Capital Ministries?
Well, thanks for asking. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ in the political arena in America and throughout the world. And suffice to say, I have the privilege and honor of representing Capital Ministries, the ministry that my wife and I started 27 years ago in the California Capitol. I teach the Bible in D.C. to the Senate member Bible study. We have about 12 regular faithful senators in that weekly during session Bible study, as well as the House member Bible study, which is Thursday morning. I'll teach that tomorrow morning. I'm in D.C. right now. As well as on Zoom, I have a former Trump cabinet member Bible study. When he was in office, I taught the White House Bible study, and we're hoping that might come back. As well as I teach a Zoom governor's Bible study every week. Zoom's great technology when you have the guys you're pinpointing for discipleship all over the world. And so Capital Ministries is about 28 years old, and we have ministries in 60 foreign federal capitals. We have a good ministry there in Columbus, and yes, your capital led by you probably know Brian Hansen and Brian Solomon. They're our dual leaders there in your state capital, and we're in 43 U.S. state capitals. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, Bob. That's what we do, is not political activism, but we realize that the flaw with evangelical political activism is you can't, at the end of the day, expect someone who rejects the author of Scripture to accept the precepts of his book.
Yeah.
And that's just rank moralism when you think you can do that. You won't have, as we've tried that for 50 years now, you won't have much in the way of results.
So true. We appreciate so much what you do here in Ohio. Brian Hansen is a longtime personal friend. So,
oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very, very thankful for his leadership.
You have to put up with Brian like I do.
Well, it's a privilege. It really is.
Yeah.
Ralph Drollinger, do you sense, as you deal with state capitals and the legislatures around the country and, of course, in Washington, D.C., how would you gauge the spiritual hunger? And I know that's a very broad question, but how do you gauge the spiritual hunger in our political leadership?
Well, in one sense, I would say it's parallel to that of the whole of the nation. I think we're kind of in a Laodicean church age, to use that Revelation 3 descriptor, where we're hot nor cold, and that's unfortunate. But in another sense, Bob, I analyze the fact that if in Revelation we're told that Jesus is preparing a bride for his son, and that the bride of Christ is the church, then Philippians would reveal to us that God's in the business through his indwelling Holy Spirit to mature the saints in order to create a gift for the second member of the Trinity. And so the way he does that is he gives the church equippers, which would be pastor teachers, Ephesians, right?
Yeah.
God gave some as pastor teachers for the equipping of the saints. So if you add all that together, it basically means if you create outposts for Christ, like you would think of a church in a community, and if God's drawing all men unto himself to mature a bride for his son, then if we did the same in the capital campuses, then can we therefore not expect the Holy Spirit to bring men and women into office to whom he wants to mature, because there's a faithful discipleship outpost, a faithful expositor of the scripture in the capital? Would he therefore not use that outpost for his purposes, his glory, a bride for his son, by bringing more and more people into office to be matured? And so we've seen that in D.C. for the last 12 years we've been here. It seems every two-year election cycle, we gain more believers. And I think that has to do with the fact that there's a magnet in the Capitol, to your point, a spiritual perspective on all this, a magnet in the Capitol that the Holy Spirit uses for his own purposes. And so rather than go to the campuses with like pickets and protesters and loud voices, if we go to the Capitol campuses with expositors and evangelists and disciple makers, will not the Holy Spirit honor that and elect, both in an eternal and in a political sense, people to office?
Yeah, well, I agree completely. I'm not sure whether to ask this next question, and you may not want to answer. And if that's true, fine. And I'd like to ask it in a truly nonpartisan, non-political way, if that's possible. And my question is, what difference have you seen between the Trump White House and the Biden White House? And again, trying to take out Republican, Democrat, just the spiritual hunger, the spiritual response. Yeah. Do you discern a difference between the two White Houses concerning spiritual things?
Oh, well, Bob, that's kind of a softball, no-brainer question, don't you think? I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, Trump might not be your greatest saint in the church, but he certainly upheld Christian values in his policy making, right? Whereas this administration is antithetical to that. I think Mueller tipped us off, and I agree with him that Al Mueller, that I think one of the litmus tests for being in the Biden White House staff or cabinet is that you cannot be an evangelical. And so therein spells out the foundational difference to your question relative to both administrations. One's totally secular and the other has Christian biblical moorings in terms of their worldview. And so how that plays itself out, we see totally spectrally different policies. And one blesses a nation, the other doesn't.
Well, and the reason I was kind of hesitant to ask that, I know of other ministries in the political arena that would have refused to answer that question because they didn't want to come across as partisan. They didn't want to turn off a Democrat that wanted to come to a Bible study and so forth. And so I wasn't sure how you would answer that, and your answer is very refreshing. It really is. You're not afraid to stand for truth, whether that's political or not.
That's right. I think I didn't really answer that politically. I answered that.
You
I
did.
You'd agree. I answered yep. that through the perspective of Scripture and worldview. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And so when you have an administration that's basically flipping off God with their finger in the other that's trying to evince God's favor, you're going to get a totally different response. And that's really not political. That's just biblical.
Yeah, yeah. I agree completely. Ralph, can you stick with us for one more segment to the top of the hour?
Sure.
I know you're busy. Ralph Drollinger, who is the... I would love to have you. Pardon me. Ralph Drollinger, president of Capel Ministries. And you can learn more by going to capmin.org. C-A-P-M-I-N, capmin.org. It's an organization, a ministry that you should become aware of. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We will return with more with Ralph Drollinger right after this break.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
My guest is Ralph Drollinger, the president of Capel Ministries. You can learn more about this incredible ministry at capmin.org. Capmin.org. Ralph, again, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's great to be with you today.
In your Bible studies with politicians around the country and in Washington, D.C., how do you deal with the hot-button issues that are so divisive in our culture? Abortion, life, gender, marriage, sexuality, transgenderism. There is obviously a biblical foundation in discussing all of those. Can you get into those issues with the politicians that you have the privilege of dealing with?
Absolutely. We don't shrink from declaring the whole counsel of God. That's what Paul said right to the Ephesian elders in Acts 20. I do not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. And certainly the Great Commission, that's what we're commanded to do, to make disciples. Jesus is teaching them all to observe all that I commanded you. And so we think one of the keys to God blessing a ministry, especially on a Capel campus, is to exposit the whole totality of Scripture and not be less than courageous when it comes to the, as you said, the hot issues of the day. And so at capmin.org, you'll see that I have plenty of Bible studies on all the issues you've talked about from an expositor's standpoint. And trying to build the case from Genesis to Revelation on each of those issues of the recurring redundancy of the mind of God on each. And when you see and teach accordingly, it builds convictions, visceral convictions in the life of the political leader who's already bowed the knee to the lordship of Christ. And you give him or her the ammunition to stand strong and to know what God's perspective is on a given hot button in Scripture or in culture. And so that's where we come out on that. And God's really honored our ministry as a result, because I think we've been true to what both Jesus and Paul say in the Great Commission, as well as Acts 20 when Paul's addressing the Ephesian elders.
So in other words, you really are a bunch of religious fanatics.
we're guaranteed those labels. In Matthew 5, if you live beatitudinally, that's the result. No one's going to think you're a hero for saying that.
I know. Jesus, I just don't understand how people can read the New Testament and not understand that if we really stand for biblical truth, no matter how loving and kind and compassionate we are, we're not going to be the most popular people in the neighborhood. Jesus said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. They persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. And yet so many people are trying to gain the favor of men rather than simply pleasing God and obeying his word. And I'm telling you this, Ralph, it is so refreshing to hear your stance on the word of God and not being afraid to share it with politicians in our nation's capital or around the country. It's just very refreshing to me. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sure you're the same way, Bob, although we've never met. I'm sure that depicts you and your radio ministry. I think of Paul addressing Timothy in his second letter to him, saying, remember, Timothy, God's not given us a spirit of timidity.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, if we're serving one, if we serve an audience of one, then who really cares what the world thinks of us, because our reward is in heaven, and that's where our focus needs to be, is on the one who's ultimately going to reward us or not at the Bema Seat judgment of Christ.
Amen.
And when your listeners have that perspective, that theological understanding, it certainly emboldens them if they have clearly, by way of application to your audience today, if they clearly have Jesus and his judgment of their life as their focus, then it's the gateway to all kinds of courage and exclamation of the ways of God, no matter what happens to you as a result in this world.
Amen. We're talking with Ralph Drollinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries, the website capmin.org. Ralph, we're going to run out of time here really quickly, and we could talk about the different states around the country here in Ohio. But just for a moment, let's focus on Washington, D.C., House of Representatives and the Senate, and you're working with both. Are you encouraged or discouraged about what's happening spiritually in our nation's capital?
Well, there's several ways to answer that. On a micro standpoint, I'm really encouraged because our numbers continue to grow in both the in-person Senate study, which I think I had 12 senators out yesterday at 8 a.m. Eastern for Tuesday morning Senate member Bible study. And they're all growing in Christ, and they're hungering and thirsting for the word. They have, because we're, you know, like McDonald's, we brand you with a certain product every week, which is in-depth Bible teaching. Guys realize that all of a sudden there's a Ruth Chris Steakhouse on the Capitol campus. I don't have to dine at Jack in the Box. And when they realize that, they want to come back because they like what it not only does to their taste, but what it does to their spiritual musculature. And so on that standpoint of a micro analysis of your question, I'm encouraged. But from a macro standpoint, just what's happening this last several days with the whole abortion issue and how even you see a strong...
About 30 seconds, Ralph. About 30 seconds.
Yeah. As you see a strong Supreme Court in Arizona uphold an old law that basically says what's biblical is that there's life in the womb. Let's protect it. And then you see Republican politicians shirking from that position. You think, in time, will we be... as believers who stand strong on Scripture, not represented by either party, because both parties have to play to the public to be marketable.
Yeah, amen.
And I think that's what we're seeing.
And Ralph, with that, my time is going up. The computer's going to cut both of us off. Capmin.org. Check it out. Pray for Ralph Drollinger and Capital Ministries all over the country.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.